Yo, what's up? What's up? Sorry about the say. Damn, right there, man. You know what I'm saying? We just kicking it off, y'all. Welcome. It's, man, I tell you what, it's been a long day. Welcome to the launch of the Bum Radio Network. Hey, we got a great show for y'all. We got an hour packed of information, a few songs and different things like that. We got some show hosts. We in the building, man, definitely doing it big. So we
I put y'all live.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, y'all. So we doing it big. Working it out, man. We just went for the launch, man. We got Cyber Radio Show definitely in the building. We got Career Scoop in the building.
In the building.
Yeah, you hear him? Anyway, so we all in the building, man. We got Safe for You definitely in the building.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here.
we definitely up there, man. My boy, Cease has to do a little work today, man, with that Black Wall Street, you know, radio. And we definitely doing our thing, man. And we just really want to talk a little bit about what our shows consist of and what you should be expecting when you listen to each one of our shows, you know, through Thursday through Sunday. We have a lot of great things, man. I want to first of all say thank you to my Bomb Radio family, man. You know, for coming in, stepping in, and you know, being a part of the Bomb Radio Network, man. We tell you it's gonna be a family. We're gonna be out in the community. We're gonna be doing all that great stuff, man. So we just really want y'all to be aware of what the Bomb Radio is. First of all, the Bomb is the best of music broadcast. Some of the shows will not just be consistent of music, but that's what it stands for, is the Bomb Radio Network. And we just came about to make change, you know, that's what it's about. You know, coming together, showing people that you don't have to be separate when you're doing certain things. We thought we'd come together and make this network work and be an example to other radio shows and other radio families that you can come together and make something happen, man. We can work together, you know. So what y'all think?
We always gonna work together. We got this. We the Bomb.
And I'm just excited. I am just excited that you guys have brought me into this fold. I'm excited about getting on the radio, being able to express the things that are happening in our communities, you know, through a very positive way. And so that's why I joined this network. I think it's a very positive thing, and we're going to be doing some big things.
Absolutely. The Career Scoop is ready to go.
And speaking of Career Scoop, I even want to know myself, and I know you, Missionary, you represent for Career Scoop, but tell us about that. What is actually Career Scoop and what does it consist of? I don't know what's up with that.
Well, first of all, the Career Scoop is going to be on Saturdays from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Time. I want everybody to tell all of their teams to listen because it's a team talk show. And we will definitely make sure we get some best of music in there, too, because we are the Bomb, like I said a minute ago. But basically what the Career Scoop is we bring career topics and ways to help teams succeed in the future to their air. So anything that we can do to help them figure out their career path or figure out how to navigate high school or whatever it may be, we want to make sure we're providing that resource. So we bring people in that are in different careers. They can ask questions. They can interview them, whatever they need to do. We also talk about things that are going on in their lives and how to overcome them. So we are ready. We are there to talk about whatever they want to talk about. It's 14, 15. And, you know, our logo is Scoop Up Your Future and Dish Out Success. And that's what we plan to do, is help them to dish out success. So Saturdays, 2 to 4, don't forget, right here on the Bomb Radio Network.
That's right. That's what's up, man. Lord, I tell you that. I think they're gonna be crazy.
Hey, I try to sit back, but I can't help myself sometimes. We do need more hope, though. So if there's any teams out there or parents listening to have teams, let me know. Send us a note. We are on Twitter at Career Scoop, and we are on Facebook at Career Scoop. So let me know what you need. If you have some hope out there for me, they got to have a personality. If they don't, it's going to be tough. They might have to be a caller.
She's keeping it 100. She already putting it out there for real. She's keeping it 100.
Gotta let them know.
Personality is the name of the game.
What you think, Greg? I do. Just to tell you a little bit about Safe for You. It's called Social Awareness and Family Enhancement. And we are on Sunday nights from 6 to 8. And basically, you know, just to tell you a little bit about myself, my name is Brent Carmichael, and I live in Dallas, Texas, and I work a lot with autism families, but I also have a history of working with gang prevention, doing social awareness, giving strategies for families to be able to help their kids deal with some of these issues that are going on today. So a part of our radio show, we're going to have different segments. You know, segments that deals with headline news. We want to take things out of the news and talk about them so so that we can just get it out there in the open, you know, in a positive light. Because a lot of times we get caught up in one-sided conversations, and we want to be able to give you all the different perspectives in a positive light. Because with all the things that are happening in our communities right now, we need positivity. We need that, and I think that's what the Bomb Radio Network stands for, is positivity. One of the other things that we're going to do is we're going to have Message in the Music. And that's one of the segments where we're going to have local artists, our artists, people who are rappers, people who do the spoken word, whatever, call in and give us a few bars of their music. And then we're going to talk about it and tell us what it means. Because a lot of times music is that there's messages in the music that we're not missing, that we're missing. And so we want to be able to get that out to our people. And then one of the other segments we'll have is we want you to represent your city and represent your business. We want to be a connector. So whatever city you live in, whatever business you're doing, you can call in, talk to us about it, tell us about your business. And then if we have callers from your area, we'll connect you because that's what the Bomb Radio Network's about. So listen to us. Safe for You, Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Sunday night, 6 to 8. Here on the Bomb Radio Network.
So you telling me I need to get my voice in order.
Get me ready for it. I'll call in on Sunday. Get it together.
Limit the time only.
Yeah, man, we doing it big, man. If you're just going to this, man, you know, we definitely sitting up here chilling.
You just heard about Career School and Safe for You.
Radio right here on the Bomb Radio Network, and Miss Kay just joined us, also she'll be actually joining me and my wife on Saga Radio. What's going on, Miss Kay? Hey, how you doing, Lico, and the panel? Yes, my name is Kay Smith. I'm the owner of This Is It DNA.Diagnostic Mobile Center. I also do drug testing for companies, private. Whichever way you want it done. And I also have an outreach called Healing Hearts Outreach, where I empower women and men in bullying of children. I also work with the Montessori students, the fourth and fifth grade girls here off of Bridge Street in Fort Worth. I'm some of everything. I'm an advocate of autistic, cerebral palsy, mental illness. I'm involved in all that. Abusing of men and women. Men do get abused, and we need to realize that, you know, and I want to bring that to the table. Because just because they're men,
right,
that doesn't mean that they're not being abused. And a woman can abuse. And we need to stop this. And I'm also in the community. I'm in the process of speaking with some people downtown about what do we do about the grandparents that are raising the grandkids. They're on a fixed income, but you refuse to give them any type of assistance. And we're going to have to stop that. This
right.
is the United States of America.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be going on. Now, if the courts give me some papers and say, Kay, you're going to take care of your nephew, but then I expect the court to help out too, give them food stamps or something. So that's what I'm about. I'm about handling the problem, getting to the root of it. I don't sugarcoat anything. And I'm telling you now, it is what it is. So Yes, I mean, it's time out for that sugarcoating and stuff. That's what's wrong with these kids today. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to shut my mouth. It is something wrong with an adult that tells you that their child is their best friend. I don't care which way you look at it. It's something wrong with them. Now I'm through.
Like, I already commented on the topic. So, you know, it's something
wrong on Friday night, you know what I'm saying?
From six to eight, it's going to be on point, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he's kind of been talking about on Saga Radio. It's real as live as it's radio, you know what I'm saying? It's talk, it's music, you know, we're doing also a spotlight artist as well, you know. And I know my wife, she's kind of doing her thing, but she's definitely been a part of Sagu for a while, so she definitely featured her personality, her name is simply beautiful, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's her name, so...
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
This is Cecil the Lion, and you can listen to Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll share black history facts and tips for today's black business owner. So join me, Cecil the Lion, every Thursday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
This is Brent Carmichael, and you can listen to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, every Sunday night from 6 to 8 Central Time, where we talk music and ways to positively connect your community. So join us from 6 to 8 Central on Sunday nights right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com, where you are always.
Yo, what's up, family? It's Leeko Mac, and you can listen to Sagu Radio every Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as we highlight independent artists, conduct great interviews, and play great music. So join us every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Bomb Radio Network on Blog Talk.
Hey, teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network, live at blogtalkradio.com.
Before I have a fit, but man, I just can't quit going out of my mind.
Coming Back, that was Steady by Alexis Spike. I love that song, man. I was trying to get a girl for Juneteenth, but she calls me a bit too much. She's out of my reach. I'm sorry.
I thought I could just say hello when she comes. I don't think that is where it's going to be.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think she's too expensive either.
But at the same time, man, we back, y'all. We're going to the Bomb Radio Network. We got our whole family on the field, except my wife and Cecil. They MIA on this, man. I see how they doing. It's a problem. We good, man. Anyway.
That's all. They just know we got them.
Yeah, we always have their back. So that's what it's about. Having one another.
Tell us a little bit more, Brent, about. What do you do? I mean, I know you've been doing a lot, you've seen a lot, done a lot.
How long have you been doing a lot? That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, how I got connected to the autism thing was I had a son. I got tested in my son 27 years ago, I'm sorry, and raised him as a single parent. And back then, no one even talked about autism. Everybody talked about mental retardation and special needs. And so, you know, as the years went on and me having problems trying to find resources and all that kind of stuff for autism, it made it very difficult. So what I did is started a nonprofit organization here in Texas that basically helps families with information and resources. If they can't find what they need or if they need something, they could call us and we'll help find it for them, because we know that it's really hard for a lot of families to be able to get out there and do the nuts and bolts or get out there and beat the streets to try to find the best possible therapy, the best possible services or whatever their family or their individual that's on the autism spectrum needs. I also am a national consultant that deals with violence and youth violence, and I train parents, I train teachers, any kind of community citizen that's interested in helping decrease this violence. You know, it's, you know, we are a crazy kind of a society that one, we hate violence, but on the other hand, we buy it, we sell it, we watch it, you know, and then when it hits us, that's when we yell, you know. So we got to start figuring out ways to be able to be proactive with things instead of reactive. And so, you know, those are a little bit of things we'll talk about on the radio show on Sunday nights with Safe for You, Social Awareness and Family Enhancement. But we basically want to connect the community. Whatever community you live in, there are some of the same constants. There are businesses. There are people that need services, and we want to be able to connect that. You know, we want to connect individuals with families, families with businesses, and businesses with the community, and that's pretty much what we're going to be standing for.
Wow, that kind of sounds like a whole
network. Right.
That was the show, didn't I? Shut it down right there, man, you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking him, you know, speaking about the community and about how to
actually about the violence and stopping the violence and different things like that. You know, we actually are actually in that fight as well. You know, when she came out to my first mention through Shanita and after the courthouse, I mean, that he was putting on the rally, Black Lives Matter rally, you know, just helping to try to stop this violence. So I'm reaching out to other brothers that have been in the fight longer than Rob being at all. You know, he's been in it for years, you know, fighting all about it. So trying to get all these brothers to come together and join hands. And so I got my brother on card. I talked to him today. He's going to be a part of September 18th at Cobo Community Center from 7 to 9. He's going to come out and talk a little bit. He's been doing his thing, marching and little things like that. Little small things, but it's a big thing as well. So I definitely just want to get my brother to come together and say, hey, you know, okay, my brother, let's take away these differences and put it together. You know what I'm saying? But one thing, see us join hands as leaders or whoever it is. He's like, man, thank you, just like the Crimson Blood. Thank you, they can join hands. We can all join hands, you know. So that's what I want to do with the community of Ford. And also, we also want to schedule, like, I've seen on Facebook where Memphis had all white.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Where they had a march. And I definitely want to do something like that here for stop being on the violence march, you know what I'm saying? They all were white. We got their churches and everything. They have about 1,000 people there, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great before, you know, we can get that going. But she's, you know, I'm there. What
Before she go, I have to say this because
hello?
I didn't say this about Shanita. Actually, Shanita and I met, and Shanita's the one who got me connected to, you know, to the Bomb Radio Network. You know, as soon as I met her, we talked about it. Shanita also has a magazine that she has published on her own. And, you know, we got to talking about how we could connect, and you know, Shanita brought me into the fold. So I had to thank her for giving me this opportunity, because without, if I wouldn't have met her and she wouldn't have been a connector, a community connector like the Bomb Radio Network is, I wouldn't even be here right now. So I do have to thank her for reaching out to a brother that was out here trying to do some good things, and she connected me. So, Shanita, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
So I want to say,
I'm down now.
I know, Ms. Kay was saying that we need to turn our radio down. I guess it seems like we got a lot of echo. Is that what you're saying, Ms. Kay?
Yeah, because I can't hear nothing. Y'all sound like a whole bunch of rats fighting in a bucket. Yuck, 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 yuck. That's what it sounds like.
That's because we're so close.
Yeah, y'all got a cute.
That's because we're so close.
Yeah, we're not like in the same room, watching, so it's kind of crazy. But
yeah, you going to make go to another room? You going to make go to another room?
What happened? You can... Is that better, Kay?
Ma'am, I can hear you. I can hear you clearly.
You know, sometimes it's all about that woman power, you know?
You
know, like I say,
out.
Me.
You know, yeah, we all, like I say, we was out in the same room, and I know I could hear myself echoing, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm pretty sure I was wondering if you could hear it as well, so.
Okay, well, so let's introduce the magazine a little bit. Let me tell them a little bit about that. CP Time, that's who we are, right? CP Time, but it stands for Career Planning Time, for real. Career Planning Time is the magazine that I publish, again, for students. It's really a career magazine that shows them role models. Sometimes that's what kids need to see, is positive role models in order to know where they should go. If you've never seen anybody doing good, then how do you do good? If you've never had anybody show you anything, then you may not learn it. If you've never seen anyone outside of your community doing something other than what you see around you, you know, being a mechanic or a nurse even, or, you know, whatever the case may be in their circle, there's a wide variety of careers out there that they may not even be aware of. And so that's what I try to do, is bring people to them. So some of the role models are local, some of them are not, and we talk about that, and we give them an opportunity to talk to those people as well through the magazine. So you know what? I'm all about making sure that they succeed, because if not, where will we be in the future? We don't make sure they succeed.
That's true.
So we try to keep it light. We try not to preach to them. I don't like people to say, you need to do this and you need to do that to me. And so I know they don't like to do that, to have that done to them. But also, I also understand that there needs to be a boundary. And, you know, we have to have guidelines and rules, or else we all break the law. We got to know what those are. And if you know the rules of the game, you can play the game. And so I try to help them learn to do that. But I have some fun things in the magazine, some puzzles, some contests, and they always enter the contest. I remember the first one, I gave away a $100 gift card, and all the kids wanted to enter at that point. And I went up to the school and gave it to her, and they were all mad that they didn't enter that contest. So I tell them, you know, when you show them, you can show them better than you can tell them. I'm from the Shelby State. Yeah, Missouri in the house. KC in the house, straight out of KC. But anyway, you know, when you show them that they're better apt to do versus if you just tell them and preach it to them and shove it down their throat. So I try to show them, and I try to give them an outlet to express themselves as well. So that's what the magazine and the radio show is about. I want to do in-person talk shows for them where they can actually come and be a part of the studio audience. So I have a lot of things in the works for the teens, because we've got to grasp them, and then we can get a grip on some of this violence as well. So all of this goes hand in hand, and the way this network has come together is just God's doing. It's amazing.
Right.
We're all in this together.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
But I'm gonna be part of Black Wall Street too. I'm gonna call in with my business as well. So there's plenty of times we'll be in there. I'm in all, I'm in everybody's stuff. You know what? I'm gonna call and sing for Brent. I'm calling and shout out my business. You know, I got this. I'm gonna be all over the place. Y'all gonna get sick of me. Tell me stop calling in. I don't see if y'all block my number or something.
We ain't gonna do that. You family, baby. We ain't gonna block the number.
All right. I'm gonna figure out. Y'all keep talking about Tyrone. Let me hear some more about Tyrone so I can see what I can chime in on.
Okay.
Because I can step my game up. I'm gonna step my game up too. I'm gonna help my kids step their game up too. I got all this. What else y'all got? What else? I'm ready. We go. What you got?
Oh, well, I tell you, man, we have a lot of things. I think Sagu is more of a variety show. Well, you know, back in the day, I'm switching the format up just a tad bit, but I'm still going to do a lot of with independent artists. And that's what I kind of dealt with first. I had a lot of independent artists in music in and different things like that. So it's mainly just getting people. It's not even really about ourselves, but it's really about other people, you know. Kind of like when I was doing Star TV, it wasn't even interviewing people, but it wasn't about us. And so, I mean, like, you know, my wife is actually coming in with next to the stage and talking about things that's going on with that. Of course, I'll be chiming in on that. And also, we'll be just really talking about a lot of things in the community that we want to get out in the community more. And that's really my challenge, that I really want to be out there. And that's why I want to do something every month in the community, in a different community. So people just say, hey, they out there, they wanted to do something. I want to thank everybody who's collaborating in the efforts that we did last month downtown on the courtyard steps, and also coming up on the 18th. You can't do it by yourself. You know what I'm saying? And
we always going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them a little bit more about the 18th. Make sure they know about the 18th, Lico, so they can join us. Where our listeners at?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we definitely want to call out all our listeners, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, from all over the city and the Metroplex, because we'll be at the Como Recreation Center. I wish I had the address in front of me, but I don't. Actually, it's 4900 Horn Street. 4900 Horn Street. And we'll be out there with a lot of people. We have artists that's going to be performing. We have actual people giving out information. It's going to be a nice time. We picked 7 to 9. I thought that was a pretty nice time. But coming 2016, we're going to take it to the weekend with a lot of the bigger things. But for the time being, on the 18th, we'll be at Como Recreation Center from 7 to 9 p.m. With a lot of great things, a lot of great information, because we need to come together, man. That's what it's really about, coming together and letting people know you're out there. So if you have a business or if you have an organization that you know can be a help to the community, or if you need help with your organization, you know, you kind of by yourself, you know, that's that which is, I understand. Come out there and let us know, especially if it's a solution. Especially if it's a solution to the problem. That's what we're really looking for, a solution. And that's why we called it Black Lives Matter, but it starts with ourselves. It starts with ourselves. We've got to really understand that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we really call it. So, you know, Miss Kay, she can she kind of chime in a little bit, you know, on that as well. But Miss Kay has done a lot of other things as well in the community and dealing with a lot of other stuff as well. So she's going to be talking a little bit about, you know, let them know what you're going to be bringing to the table on 18th, Miss Kay.
Well, knowledge, hopefully. They there to listen. I'm going back to when I was growing up. I'm going to tell you something. I grew up in the fishbowl on the south side. My mother was a single parent. We had cops jumping in our yard with oozes running down the street with their vests on. And so we sitting there just on the porch. So I said that to say this. I didn't get involved in nothing like that because when you went in my mama's house, that rule was that rule. Whatever happened outside, you don't bring that mess in there. My mother was always a mother. She was there. She talked to us. And she was not free. You know, so my thing is, when I had a girlfriend or a friend girl or whatever, they could come to our house, but we darn sure couldn't go to theirs. You know, I don't know their mama. You know, you can't go. And that's what parents need to get involved in. You know, they drop their kids off. They let them walk around here with these tattoos on them and when they go and get this degree or try to run a company, these people are going to turn them down because of their appearance. Let's face it. That's what this is. We need to stop that. We need to go home. If you on drugs, if you need help, you need to get help and go get your kids from your mom and your dad. It's time for us to be parents. And we really need that. We can give out all the information, but this stuff starts at home, and the church needs to step up. I was taught from home to church. You learn. And then the neighbor, you know, they step in if something wasn't right. They got to tell you. You know, that type of stuff needs to come back. And these babies, they are looking for love. I feel like that's why a lot of them get in trouble. They steal, they break in entry and stuff because the grandmother or the granddad or whoever keeping them don't have enough money to buy things that they need. And so we're going to have to work on that. We want to feed them this information and all that, but we got to go to that house, man. We got to go to that house and talk to that adult because we can teach them all we want. We can teach them all we want, but if that house not right, them babies going to stay confused.
Well, I think we kind of got it all covered. I mean, if you look at the Bomb Radio Network, you talk about business. You know, the business area really is a big piece because it all follows the money. That's what the bottom line of everything is, really, because if we can compete with the dope dealers and those that are out there with all the money, then we can get some more kids off the street because now we can compete with that. And that goes back to our black businesses. And our black businesses coming into the fold and saying, okay, we want to start helping this community in their community to be able to put money out there, to build businesses so that we can hire these young people and all that. And then we got the teen talk with Miss Shanita. You know, that's going to give them that opportunity to learn how to run their own businesses, to be in, you know, those kind of things. And then you got Sagu Radio because we got a lot of people who are into music. A lot of these young brothers got talent, but they just don't know how to get it out there. And so Sagu Radio is right there to be able to get it, you know, get it. And then Miss Kay, you out there, you know, with the grassroots people, you know, you're bringing it home all the way from, you know, from the neighborhood. And that's where really the foundation of all of our roots are, is from our neighborhood. And then with us,
that's
with
true.
Social awareness, we want to be able to connect everybody. And so we got it. The Bomb Radio Network got it tied up.
Yeah.
We just now got to get the word out there. So what I want to ask the listeners to do is to get the word out about this radio network. You know, we have a platform now. We have an opportunity to get information, to connect people, to get you connected to where you can get off drugs or where you can do the right thing. And you just need to go on and get on that line, connect with us, and let us connect you in the community. Then when we do events out in the community, come visit. Come talk to us. Come put a face with a name, you know, so that we can sit there and talk to you. I was at the laundromat Sunday night, seen a brother from Mississippi, just came from Mississippi with him and his girlfriend and his baby. And I started talking to him. I had a T-shirt for his baby. Gave him a T-shirt. We started talking. He didn't have a job. I made a couple calls. And hopefully he's going to be working by the end of the week. You know, so we have to do stuff like that. And that's what the Bomb Radio Network is about. And I think we got it tied up right here with all of us.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I was over here laughing earlier. I mean, because really we are all repeating what each other is saying. So our hearts are all in one place and in the same
place. Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't find that everywhere.
Right.
You can't find it.
Right.
And this is family. This is family. This is what we do. You know, we get to the table, we talk about what Uncle Buck going through. Now, how can we all help Uncle Buck? And what angle are you going to go?
Uncle Buck.
I know, right? We're helping Uncle Buck. You hear me?
Uncle Buck, where you at?
Yes, we saw you last week. Where you at this week, you know? So we're going to go out here and try to find Uncle Buck. We, not just me, we.
Right.
That's what family
do. Yes, ma'am.
We go get our people.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. I love it.
Yeah. It wanted to be
a
week.
We need Cynthia Beautiful, too.
Huh?
Where she at? We need to go get Cynthia Beautiful on this line so she can talk to us about next to the stage, too, because We want people to know that there's a place for them to connect the community as well. If they're looking to have an event to bring that brings the community together, or even brings their family together, sometimes we got to start in our own homes and bring the family together. There's insights and all kind of other stuff. So we have this event complex, this premier event complex over here, that they can have these events as well. So next to the stage is coming to them as well, and we'll be telling them about that as a place to connect people, place where we can have events, where they can have events, and, you know, putting us all together in different types of environments. And so we have something for the smaller kids there with the kids' night out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we taking care of the whole family with the Bomb Radio Network. I mean, we going from the little kids and an event over there next to the stage. But we've been going with the teens. We got the adults on lock. We got businesses. What more could you ask for? This is a bomb, like I said earlier. This is a bomb.
I wasn't even ready for that. I'm about to leave the studio.
Don't be scared.
What'd you say,
Kay? I would like to add a little something to that. I also deal with the deaf community and the community of disabled people. I'm gonna tell you something. Those are smart people. And what get me is when organizations say, oh, we out in the community, but you don't see nine deaf person on their staff. You don't see nine disabled person there speaking for disabled people. See, that's not a community. I call you a sham. That's what you are to me. So, see, I'm not scared to walk where you not. Cause they can't talk, you're not going to go. I'm going to tell you something. I can do some sign language. We can communicate. We sure can. And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. When we say community, we cannot omit them. We cannot.
Right.
We have people that's in a wheelchair, on walkers, probably use the thing and tap his ABCs through that little voice activator thing, running businesses, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever say nothing about them.
I want to commend you on that because, you know, sometimes we can't knock the people that's in the community, but sometimes we don't have the resources within us to do it all, so that's where we need to collaborate. So if I can't sign language, you know, if I can't sign, then, you know, if I bring someone to my event, then I feel like I'm leaving them behind. But then
what people fail to realize, because you can't sign, these people read lips very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they find a way to communicate.
So you're right about that. Because I'm going to tell you something. My sister's been married 33 years. She and her husband both are deaf. Their oldest daughter played basketball for Tulsa. And she went overseas and came back with most valuable player. Like, her parents deaf. And see, this not supposed to happen for what society say. But her daddy started working at Blue Cross and Blue Shield in the mail room at 16, you know, on that upward bound thing. You know, now he's the manager. He's been there over 20-something years. So, and then
that's
my second niece,
we need to hear those success stories, too.
Yes, and my second niece, she's in criminal justice. She's over the airport security in Jacksonville, Florida. And my little nephew, he's in the Army. So they have a disability. What's wrong with the ones that's not supposed to have disabilities? This man go to work.
I want you to talk to my students too, because they need to hear that they make every excuse in the book, you know, for why they can't do something. So I may need your sister to come on and you to translate for her, because you never know how we can expand what we're doing even into those disabled communities as well. So I don't want to leave anybody out. By any means.
Yeah.
So if we have resources, and I know some other people that sign, and also, you know, some other things based on some involvement that I have in other places. So I'll make sure that you are connected with them, or you probably are, but if not, I want to just make sure. But, you know, that's what it's about. Like Brent said earlier, it's about making the connections and, you know, doing what we can. But everybody starts somewhere, and so I don't want us to knock those that are out there trying to do whatever they're trying to do just because they're not doing all that, you know, everybody wants them to do.
Exactly.
We all got to start somewhere. So
yes, we do.
I'm all in.
2 or 3 hours. I'm trying to set up another show right after this one and keep on talking, but too bad I'm sleepy. But anyway, and I'm about to tell you, I hope our listeners are really understanding what we're bringing to the table, that we're all community-based. We're all out in the community, and if you need a place to go, you have a place to go, you have a place to go right here at the Bomb Radio Network. We have 4 different shows that went from business to community to careers to, you know, just, I mean, it's all mixed in there, you know, with needs, special needs. I mean, community needs. We are here, you know, and if we can do anything to help, we might not have other answers, but we can connect you to an outlet that can give you an answer. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. So I tell you what, I'm going to play the promos real quick. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. It's the Bomb. It's the launch of the Bomb Radio Network. Is that what it is? Okay, it's the launch. Okay, we launching. Here we go.
I'm Cecil the Lion with Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network, and this is the Career Scoop on blogtalkradio.com.
This is Brent Carmichael with Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, what's up, family? It's your boy, Liko Mac, with Sagu Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network right here on blogtalkradio.com. Now it's time to step your game up.
Hey, teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network. Live at blogtalkradio.com.
This is Brent Carmichael, and you can listen to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, every Sunday night from 6 to 8 Central Time, where we talk music and ways to positively connect your community. So join us from 6 to 8 Central on Sunday nights right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com, where you are always in the place to be.
Yo, what's up, family? It's Liko Mac, and you can listen to Sagu Radio every Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as we highlight independent artists, conduct great interviews, and play great music. So join us every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalk.com.
This is Cecil the Lion, and you can listen to Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll share black history facts and tips for today's black business owner. So join me, Cecil the Lion, every Thursday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Brothers, way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Radio Network, we brand new, we coming out, man.
Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. And hopefully Miss K, she'll be have her show coming up next month. Hopefully we'll pick out a day. So y'all be staying tuned for that, because she definitely want her own show, because she's on fire, y'all. But I want to thank my family, everybody, to all of us, man. We put it together, man. Hey, we out here. We in the building.
Hey! Y'all be in the building. We here. We here to
remember
stay.
blogtalkradio.com/thebombnetwork.
That's the beginning. It's the beginning of something good.
blogtalkradio.com/thebombnetwork. You can listen to
all the shows
right there in the same place. Tell your team.
All right, y'all. We're about to sign off. We have 10 seconds, baby. It's the bomb. We're about to blow it up. We'll see y'all this Thursday, all right? Peace.
Yeah.